Okay, let's begin our discussion of Menachas Daf Kuf Zayin, and we are on Kuf Vav Mabez as we get into the last four daf here in Meseches Menachos. So we are discussing the sugyas of Nedarim and Nedavis, when somebody promises to bring a certain amount of Eitzim, certain amount of gold, certain amount of silver, all the different cases that are mentioned here in the last parak of Hare Alai Isaron, which started off the parak all about the minchas that one has to figure out exactly what one meant. And a lot of these cases are umdana, and it's the relationship of umdana versus formal requirements. Because again, a lot of these cases, if somebody says Eitzim, and like the Mishnah said, you can't bring less than two gzirin. So what if he screams, but I only had in mind one? I only wanted to bring one log and not two logs. But the Mishnah says, no, two is the minimum. And once you bought into the system, once you mention it, so then the chiyuv is upon you. Like, let's say, Beis Shammai, who said, Tfos Lashon Rishon. Let's say a person says, Hareini Nazir Min HaGrogeris Min HaDveila, the Mishnah in Maseches Nazir. And then he says, I really didn't want to be a Nazir, except from figs. But Beis Shammai says, Tfos Lashon Rishon. Once a Lashon is said, then sometimes a person is nitfas and is meshubit to that Lashon. So here too, these Lashonos are what the minimum one has to bring. And Pashas, even if one says that, oh, that's not what I had in mind, but once you say this Lashon, this is the minimum. Good. Says the Gemara now, we spoke a little bit about carbon eitzim and Rebbe Shita, that it's really a carbon, and we spoke a little bit about what you do with the leftovers, that was Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom. Let's now go to Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, actually, Lavona. Lo Yifchos Ben HaKometz, fourth wide line. Minalan, how do we know that by Lavona, one does not bring any less than a Kometz of Lavona? Amar Rav Papa. I'm sorry. Minalan tichsev heiri mimeno b'kumso misolas hamincha umi shamna. When one takes the kometz, one lifts it up misolas from the flour umi shamna the eskol halavona. So lavona, you don't do kmitza with the lavona, but it's put next to it. And makash lavona laharama. So we compare the lavona to laharama demincha. Maharama demincha kometz af lavona nami kometz. So lavona is connected. Right? We've mentioned a number of times already in the Masechta, you know, spoken about the definition of the mincha. What is the definition of a mincha? So flour, that's for sure part of the definition of the mincha. What about oil? So oil, some oil, sometimes oil is given the impression, gives us the impression that it's part of the mincha, sometimes not. We know the din of kol haroi labila doesn't have to be mixed. It has to be mixable, right? So, in fact, it doesn't have to be mixed. Does that tell us something? We did have the lashon earlier of shemen is gufa de mincha. It's part of the mincha. Lavona is a little bit separate. Lavona has to be with it, next to it, but it's not actually part of the mincha. It's not, you don't do the kometz from the lavona. Here, it's compared. But we know sometimes the lavona is used as the kibitzah. We know the lavona by the lechem apanim in the bazichei lavona, and we learn from there certain halachas of kibitzah. So, but lavona has a relationship with the mincha, part of it, but a part of it as well. So, but here we learned the makar, the minimum for lavona from the kometz. Next halacha, Tana Rabbanan, Harei Alai L'Mizbeach Yavi Lavona. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring something, L'Mizbeach. Meaning, sounds like, we interpret, something that's totally going to be burned on the Mizbeach. Harei Alai L'Mizbeach. So how many things are totally burned on the Mizbeach? Most things have some parts of it that go on the Mizbeach and some parts of it that are distributed in some way to people, to other recipients. So Yavi Lavona. So if somebody says, Arei L'Mizbeach, so we say, bring Lavona, She'ein Lecha Davar, She'kar V'Agabe Mizbeach, Ela Lavona. That is totally burned on Mizbeach. That is the only thing. I'm going to ask on that, Brother Shem, soon. So that's A. Pirashi V'Niyadiyah Ma'Pirashti, Yavi Mikol Davar, She'kar V'Mizbeach. But if I said something, but I don't know what exactly I explicated, so you have to bring Mikol Davar from everything that is Karev Al-Gabe HaMizbeach. And that is a number of items. Rashi on the bottom. Pei Rashi, Echad me osam ha-kraven kulam la-mizbeach. And I don't know, because Kasavka Daitach, Rashi says, Devadai mi denachis le-minyana, Daitaname amididis be-heter shirayim la-kohanim. But if you say, I said something you specified, so we are going to include something that even goes to the Kohanim, even though it's not Hokter Kulos. That's why we have to take more into account. But either way, we're going to talk about the first line in this Brisa. So again, if somebody says, Arei Alei L'Mizbeach, you have to bring Levona, because that's the only thing that is totally burned on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, is that really true? V'su Leka, V'yayika Ola. What is the definition of Ola? Kula Khalil. So isn't Ola Hukrav? So shouldn't you have to bring an Ola? So where is it? No, Ika Ola Kohanim, the skin. The skin, the hides go to the Kohanim, and therefore, that is different. And that's not considered something that is, we assume that we have to put into your das. Va'ika Ola Sa'of. What about Ola Sa'of? That's totally burned on the Mizbeach. Right? Ola Sa'of, Chata Sa'of, Chata Sa'of, not burned on the Mizbeach. Right? Ein L'Mizbeach El Adama, the Mishnah says in Zvachim. But Ola Sa'of is totally burned on the Mizbeach. Right? Might be in two parts, the head, the body, but it's totally burned. So isn't that an example? So Ika Mura Vinotza. No, the Mura and the Notza, right, the innards, that is Nizrak, that's taken out before you burn it, that is thrown on the side, the east side of the Mizbeach, east side of the ramp, and therefore that is not included. Right, Rashi quotes here the magical, miraculous Gemara in Maseches Yuma, where the Gemara says, "But nivla'in bimkoman," after one puts the Mura and the Notza on the east side of the Mizbeach, so it is absorbed into the ground. Nivlon bin Koma. That's not listed in one of the Nisim that happened every day in the Beis HaMikdash in Pirkei Avos, right? We know that that bothers the Gemara in Maseches Yuma on Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara lists off the Nisim, the Gemara there on Chaf Aleph Amet Aleph. The Gemara lists off Tznan, of course, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Asar Nisim Nasim Beis HaMikdash, Loi Pila, right, the Machlokas, whether this happened in Bayis Sheni 2 or also in Bayis Rishon, maybe we'll talk about that. But Loi Pila Isha may react Pesar HaKodesh, the Basa didn't smell, there was no Zvuv, there was no bug in the Beis Mitzvachayim, Lo Nimsa Psul Ba'omer B'Shei Alechem, Lechem Aponim, Omim Stufim, Shachim Revachim, all of the miracles. And then the Gemara says, are these the only miracles? V'su Leka, are these the only ones? V'yatanya, Rav Shmaya, V'kalbino, Shivri Klicheres Nivlon Bimkomam, V'yomer Abaya, Mura, V'notza, V'dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, V'dishim Amar Nivlon Bimkomam. Right, that's the Abaya statement. That's what our Gemara is referring to. The Mura and the Notza, the crop and the innards and the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, right, what you took out from the cleaning out of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Dishim Menorah, Nivlon Bimkomam. Right there, it was absorbed into the ground. So the Gemara says, Psule Tlasa Have, Chashvinu Bachad, Afik Trev Ayal Trev. It says Psulim, it was never right, it's included in one of the other ones in the list. And then the Gemara says, what about the Lechem Aponim? That's also not on the list, right, that we mentioned a couple of times already in the Masechta, that it stayed fresh, and then it quotes others, but that's where the Gemara says, that's already, if you turn over on Amud Beis, that's what the Gemara talks about, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, right, the items that were missing in Bayis Sheni that were not in Bayis Rishon. Maybe we'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, soon. But either way, let's hold off for a moment. So Marvinotza, that was Nivlon Bimkoma, one of the Nisim that occurred. So the Gemara says, Ha'ika Nisachim. So what about Nisachim? Maybe if somebody says, Harel Ayla Mizbeach, that's referring to Nisachim, which are all put on the Mizbeach. L'shisen Azli, that's not actually burned in the Mizbeach. That's just put down the pipes, the Shisen. And therefore, we don't assume that would be included when somebody says, Harel Alai L'Nisachim. If somebody is Misnadeva Minchas Nisachim, do they also have to include the wine? Right, just like we just had the discussion of what's the definition of a mincha, what's the definition of minchas nesachim? Minchas nesachim has flour and oil and wine. That's if somebody, when it brings regular nesachim with a karban. But what about when somebody just is misnadev, a minchas nesachim? So Rashi seems to say earlier, back on Daf Kuf Dalid, that the Sfasemes is medayik, that one would have to bring it with wine. Rashi, a Kuf Dalid and Mabez, we had a couple of days ago, gives the impression, at least according to the Sfasemes, then one would have to bring wine, and the Rambam says just solas. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanas in Beis Aleph, Mashba, that one would only have to bring the flour. Beis Aleph, let's just read the halacha in Maisa Karbanos. Hayayin vahasoles, shemivian im hakarban, hein hanikra nesachim. The wine and the flour that you bring with karbanos, that's called nesachim. Even though nesach literally means libations that we pour, but when we say nesachim, in this discussion, we also include the flour. Fasolas levada nikreis minchas nesachim. So if somebody says nisachim, that includes the wine and the flour. Just flour, that's called minchas nisachim. Uminchas nisachim, ein atuna lo tznufa v'lo agash v'lo levona. Avotuna melach. V'kula nitzrefet al mizbeach achitzon. V'yayin nisnaseich al hamizbeach. Right, if some of the, if it's, the wine is poured, avol einos evasol el eish, alag bi'a yodav, v'yutzak al eisod, v'u yore l'shisen. So this Fasemis is medayik, Fasemis earlier, on Daf Peidal and Medayik, that maybe this is a machlok between Rashi and the Rambam. Whether, when one says, Minchas Nesachim, whether one would have to include it. Let me read, the Rambam says, the Sfasema says, Tzarechiyin, idafka, misnadi vada minchas Nesachim. Tzarechiyin, idafka, mincha imyayin, kindin minchas Nesachim, da'osa mincha ena nikmetzes, rak kalil, kamo minchas Nesachim, aval sheyucha lesnadi mincha bli yayin vishetia kalil ein lanu, v'harambam, sasam kolashana gemara. V'nira diyochal lesnadi gam bli yayin, kiva de minchas Nesachim hayayin, eno ma'akev ha-mincha. So he quotes it as a machlokas. What's the nekudas of machlokas? So again, the Brisker Rav says, when we usually have minchas nesachim, right? So kind of this chakira. Is it that the flour always goes along with the wine? Or there's a chiev that's parallel. That's v'chayev the mincha and v'chayev the yayin. The yayin is a parallel obligation in the normal nesachim, but it's not part of the definition. V'nira, says the Brisker Rav, adaf mem dalad. V'nira, the yeshla ayin. Im hai dina de nesachim abon bifnei atzma, hainu da nesachim shaychi la mincha v'tluyim bahu, v'zeo dina mincha v'nesachim v'chashev kibon b'bas achas, o de be'emes kima de bon bifnei atzma in lam shaychu z'adadi klal, v'vichiv mincha v'chiv nesachim. Is it minchas, kama, nesachim, or is it minchas nesachim? Right, which is it? Nafkamina, what if I make an adava, would I also have to bring the wine also? Okay, so that's Nesachim, so we say that can't be what he means when he says Karvagame Mizbeach, because that's Lashis and Asli. Va'ika Minchas Nesachim, right, we just asked Nesachim, what about Minchas Nesachim? So also, that is, maybe that's what he means, because that goes to the Mizbeach. Kivan, Te'ika, Mincha, Da'achli, Kohanim, Mina, Lopsikalei. Because the category of Mincha is usually in by Kohanim, that's why it wouldn't be included in this, it wouldn't be called Dabar HaKarvagame Mizbeach. The Shisin, were the pipes, so to speak, that went from the southeast, southwest corner of the Mizbeach, the cups there. We had one for water and one for wine, and it went all the way down underneath the ground. But these were special. It wasn't like they were found during the Bayis Sheni, even Bayis Rishon. David HaMelech found these. Remember the Gemara Masech HaSukkah? When David HaMelech was trying to find the Shisa, right? What was amazing about David HaMelech, we read the Pesukim in Sefer Shmuel, David asked to build a Beis HaMikdash. First he was told yes, then he was told no. Right, he goes to, I think it was Nasan, right, can I build a Beis HaMikdash? And he says, yeah, go for it. Build a Beis HaMikdash. That night, Hashem comes to Nasan and says, no, quickly, quickly, go tell David HaMelech. He can't build a Beis HaMikdash. His son will build a Beis HaMikdash, but not him. And the reason is not really given in Sefer Shmuel. In Divrei HaYamim, the Pesukim say that because he has blood on his hands, he fought battles, and that's why he can't build a Beis HaMikdash. So, that right in the middle of the night, we spoke about that Rashi in Sefer Shmuel, where Rashi points out, why do you have to go dafka in the middle of the night? Just wait till the morning. Talk to David after Shachris. Why do you have to go in the middle of the night? No, because he says, if David HaMelech, David Mahirhu, he was someone who would act with alacrity. If you tell David to build a Beis HaMikdash, he's already on the case. He's already on the phone with Kabbalanim, and he's already on the phone. He probably did half the job already. Quickly, go right now. What's David's reaction when he finds out that he can't build a Beis HaMikdash? He says, okay, this is what Hashem wants. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do everything I can to get it ready. So that's why David HaMelech buys the plot of land, and he starts organizing. He starts everything. As Chazal say, he's Mekadesh the Ritzvah. Right, we had that in Zvachim, around Daf Chaf Dalet. He was Mekadesh, he put in the sanctity before the Beis HaMikdash was actually built. And that's even what some Achronim say, maybe that's what lasts. Right, Bizman Hazeh, we can't go on Harabayas, we can't go on, right, if we're Tameh, we can't go, right, the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash is still there. And where does that come from? We don't have Kedushas Mechitzos anymore, but it could be that comes from David HaMelech, because he was Mekadesh even before. But it says that he did a lot of preparatory acts. Part of it was to find the Shisin. Right? Where am I going to build the Mizbeach? And that's the Gemara tells the fascinating story in Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel. There's a number of stories on Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel that is important. But the Gemara says there, B'sha Shakara David Shisin, as our Gemara talks about, Kafa Tahoma, Ubala Mishve Lamaya. He knocked into, he shoveled into a main Shis that that is supporting the world. It's like a main artery of the world. He hit a main artery and everything's spurting out. V'boyle mishtavei alma. Right? It's gonna flood the world. Right? Rashi. B'shar shakar davashisen. Rashi there in Sukkah. V'lo svira leishi misheshis imei breishas nivru. This opinion holds like it wasn't nifra misheshis imei breishas. V'svira le shema nismalu ofer otsroros v'tzorach lechrosan. You gotta dig it out now. Either way, David HaMelech is uncovering the shisa now. So what happens? Amar David, chameshas remalos v'horidon. Yachi, chameshas remalos, yardos mimoyle. Armale holvat karatan hachi, itmar, bishash, kara David, shisin, kafat alma, balamashi alma, amar David, mika diyada, isher lemichlev shame. How do I stop this? Am I allowed to write shame Hashem, throw it into the water, so stop the water? Does anybody know if I'm allowed to do that? David HaMelech. He's not embarrassed to say I don't know something. So he makes an announcement. He says, am I allowed to write shame Hashem, throw it into the water, knowing that the name is going to be erased because it's going to be in water. Right? David, says the Rashi, lo hayamara halacha bifnei rabo, me achitofel, v'hu hayasham. Achitofel was there. So he didn't want to be more halacha in front of Achitofel. So does anybody know if I'm allowed to do this? V'nishti b'toma umanach, and then it'll make the water stop. Lekat the Gamar Lamidi, nobody said anything. Omar David, called the Yadad Lomemar, Venu Yomar, Yechanik Vegrono. If anybody knows this answer to this question, doesn't tell me, don't be embarrassed. Lo Abayshan Lamed, Lo Abayshan Melamed here. So he says, don't hold it back. Sachitova said, okay. Nasachitova Kavachomer Batsmo. Umala, so Shalom Benish Lishto, we know Baisha Sota. Shem Hashem is erased in order to save a marriage. So imagine to save an entire world. So Kavachomer. Lasa shalom, l'chololam kula, l'achas kama v'kama, amrilei, shadi. Just throw it in. Kosav shema chasla, v'shadi l'tahoma, v'nachis tahoma shisar afi garmidi, and it went down. And he saved when David, right, uncovered and dug out the shisin, right, so the world was about to be flooded, and then the world was saved. Right, and this is what the Gemara says later on, that, right, it ended up, Achitofel was Yechanik Bigrono, right, one of the four suicides in Navi, right, he ended up being Yechanik when he went over to, Avshalom, and he saw that his advice wasn't taken. But either way, this is the Gemara about the Shisin. I'll get a lot more there, but that has to do here with the Shisin of David HaMelech. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Harielai Zahav lo yivchos midinar Zahav. Somebody in the Mishnah says, I hereby promise to bring some gold to the base of Migdash. He has to bring at least a dinar of Zahav. V'dilma nascha. No, what do you mean? Maybe nascha. A nascha is officially an ingot of gold. Right? Maybe he has to bring a nascha. No, Amar Blazer Amar Matbeya. He said coin. He said, I remember I said a coin of gold. I don't remember which coin. That's why he has to bring nascha. V'dilma priti. Maybe pritim. Maybe even smaller. Amar Papa. Priti didava lo avdi inshi. People don't make such tiny little coins of gold. What was the Havamina of Vidilma Nascha? So Rashi doesn't really say, but Tosfos says Beferish, that Nascha is less than dinar. And the Havamina is, why do you have to give a dinar? Maybe Nascha, and then maybe even Prite, which is even smaller. So that's how Tosfos reads the Gemara. The Mefarshim suggests that maybe the Rambam read it exactly the opposite. Because if we look at the Rambam does not quote the Yukimta of Matveya. Oh, he said Matveya. The Rambam in Hilchas Arachin, when he discusses the halachas here of what do you mean when you say statements that you're not sure, right? Parak Beis of Hilchas Arachin, Ha'omer this, Ha'omer that, Ha'omer Dmei, Ha'omer Mishkali, Ha'omer Komasi. So, Beis Yud. Ha'omer Harel Akesav Ozahav, V'lo Hizkir Matveya. Yavi lashon shel kesef o shel zahav yehei mishkala kedei sheyomar lo al kach niskavanti. Right, we had that at the end of the previous amud. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring kesef and zahav, it doesn't say matbeya. So if he says matbeya, our Gemara says dinar. But if he didn't say matbeya, so what impression do you get from the Gemara, at least according to Tosas? If he didn't say matbeya, you got to bring the smallest amount until you, right, unless it's not chashuv, like the Gemara says. But the Rambam says, if you didn't say Matbeya, you have to bring the largest amount until we can reach the level of, oh, I for sure did not have this in mind. So some Achronim say, maybe the Rambam reads Nascha as the opposite. More. It's worth more. Not less. Against Tosas. And therefore, that's why you have to keep going until you have to say, I did not have this in mind. And remember the important point that we mentioned at the end of the last year from Rav Elchanan, that you don't say most of Echavira love Haraya when it comes to Hektish. Right, you don't say that, well, prove it. No, you have to bring it until you prove otherwise that you don't owe that money, because right? I mean, Rasal Gavok, if it's Rasal Hedyot, everything really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and once I put it into the realm of potential Hektish, not like we didn't mention it last time, but remember the source, the Yerushalmi, of course, the source for Amirasul Gavoah, Kimisirasul Hedyot, why is it so easy to give something to the Beis HaMikdash? Because really everything belongs to Hashem. Hashem Aretz Mloah. That's the default of everything in the world. So Hashem allows us to have it. By Nehenin, we are able to make a bracha and benefit from it. But really everything belongs to Hashem. The world is Hashem's Kinyan Chatzer. So really, what gives it to me? Okay, so I have Kinyanim. Hashem, you know, makes me feel like I have Kinyanim. But the second that I say I'm going to give it back, so my Mela, it goes back. I mean, Rasul Gavoah, it's very easy to go back into the world of Hektish. I mean, Rasul Gavoah, Kimis Rasul Hedyot. So once I have a Suffolk about whether it's supposed to go back, so Suffolk Lachumra. And therefore, I have to give, it's not Hamos Mechavel of Araya, that it's mine and Muchzak, it has to be taken out. No, now it's already, maybe it belongs to Hashem. And therefore, you can't see Hamosim Echavero Olav Araya. Hamosim Echavero, but this is not Chavero. Right? This is not Chavero. This is, you don't say Re'ehu. Like the Gemara says, Re'ehu Velo Hektish in Baba Kama. Right? Regular Inyani Nezikin don't apply to Hektish. So here too, right? Hamosim Echavero. If somebody's trying to take from their friend Olav Araya, we're not the Chavero of Hashem. So when Hektish is Motsim Echavero, it's no. Motsim Echediot. Then Olav Araya, then it's not, you don't say Olav Araya. Okay. Let's continue. So that was in terms of Zahav. Next. Kesev lo yifchos bidinar. So silver shouldn't be, you can't give less than a dinar. Vidilma nascha. So again, maybe nascha. So the Gemara says, Amar Belazar, Amar Matbeya. Again, you say coin. He said coin. If you say coin, that's why you have to give the, dinar. Vidilma priti, Amar Avsheshes, Ba'asra, Delo Sagu, priti, Tekasva. It's in a place where, you know, that's not used. That's not, able to be, the current currency in that area is not these types of coins, and therefore we don't assume that that's what he meant. Nechoshes lo yifchos bimal kesef. What about nechoshes? We don't say dinar, right? We don't say dinar. We say mal kesef, and that's what we had from the Sfasemus on yesterday's daf, who was mechavi to the Ritva in Masech Shabbos. Why not dinar? Because again, it's not chashev. Now in that way, Tanya Rav Lozer ben Yaakov Omer lo yifchos bitzinor ktanas on nechoshes. Right? You can't give less than a tiny little fork of copper. Lamai Chazia, what's that worth? Amar Papa, Amar Abaya, Shemechatetim Bapsilos, Umkan Chabaneros. It's used to clean out the wicks and the candles, and therefore, that is, it has a use, it has a tiny little use. There's a discussion in the Rashba in Shavuos, on Daf Lama Tes. The Rashba in Shavuos on Daf Lama Tes, also, Mishnah Yachon Boaz, Shabbos. There's a discussion in Shavuos and Daf Lama Tes that what about it here, this tiny little tzinora ktana? How much is that worth? Is that worth a pruta? Right, let's say somebody buys a bag of plastic forks. Each fork is worth how much? Right, you have to divide how much you bought the whole bag for. A tiny little bit. But it might be worth tiny, but you know what? It's a fork. It's a fork. In certain areas of halacha, even if something is not worth a certain amount, but it's determined by its usage. By its usage. So if the usage is something, a kli has the status, even if it's not, an objective amount, an objective value, but it has the ability to use, and therefore that has a different way of determining its value. We have the same idea by kli cheres. How much is cheres worth? A piece of cheres, a piece of clay. Not the Rosh Menchus. How much is a piece of clay worth? So not much, but that's why the halacha is that kli cheres is metamei mitocho. Right? All other kelim are metamei just by touching it, because there's value to the material itself. But when it comes to kli cheres, there's no value to the material. It's just earthenware. It's just cheres. So that's why the tumah reflects the value, that it's only metamei migabo and not just the value, and therefore the halacha reflects that. Anyway, so here too, the fact that the mazleg, the fork is, you have to give at least this, even though it's not worth something, it's a tiny amount, but still it's a kli, and therefore it would be good enough. Tosfos here says, lav dafka the menorah, shemochadir was a psilos. Lav shel menorah. By menorah, there are other types of kalim that we use. Demelka chayim islahen. Right? Ella al shar neiros shayim mikdash. It's other neiros in the mikdash, right? Not dafka the menorah. Let me just read you that one line, if I could find it quickly in the Rashba. The Rashba says here, by a kli, he says, yes. Here, Ella, he says, the be'inam kli chashev, Ella ka'amar. Right, he's talking about, by toin v'nitan, of claiming something, you have to claim something, and admit to something that is chashev. So the Gemara said, the Rashba there explains, the be'inam kli chashev, Ella ka'amar, ma kesaf etavar chashev, af kelim chashuvin, heim, eze kli sheyiyeh, lefisha chashev, v'roi l'malachto, v'chashev kima'a. Certain types of kalim, even if inherently they're not value in terms of the money, the objective value, but the usage gives it value. Ki'ilu it's a ma'a. And that's important for various types of halachas. Again, it's a question of the girsa there, of toin v'nitan. The other point to make about, mechatim bat apsilos, and mechancha ba'aneros, not really for connected directly, but the cleaning out the neros and the preparing the neros for Shabbos. Right, there's an amazing diak there, B'Kiva Eger has, on Mishnayos in Shabbos. Right, the famous Mishnah that we say in Bava Malikin, that there are three areas where women have to be extremely careful. Women have to be very careful in Nida, Chala, and Havlakas Aner. Asher, B'Kiva Eger, it's not parallel. The Mishnah should either say Nida, Chala, Ner, or Prisas Nida, Hafreshes Chala, Havlakas Aner. Why is the verb only mentioned by the last one? Right, so you could get a good Rashi Tevis, Chana, as I say, Chala, Nida, Halakas Aner. But again, why Dafkes Halakas Aner mentioned? So Tosas Rebbe Akiva Eger says right there, because the woman have to do the Halakas Aner, but the man should set up the candles. Right, the Hachana Saner. Right, because it's his mitzvah too. Men and women have the same exact obligation in Halakas Aneris. Why do women do it? Machlokas, Rambam, Tur, why exactly women do it? But really, a man has the same exact obligation. And that's why the reference, the allusion, Rebbe Akiva Eger on Mishnah, Halakas Aner, Hadalotani Stam Ubiner, Kimodatani Ubechala, Velotani Ubafreshes Chala, Hatana Ratzel Arames, Lamadiisa Betikune Zohar, Shebala Bayis Yisakin Esaneros, Veishto Tadlik, Mishamachi Tani Ubad Lakas Aner, Lomar, Detikun Lava Larami. Where the man should set up the candles. And if he's very busy, he gets home very close to Shabbos on Friday, he's allowed to do it Thursday night. Right? He's allowed to do it, it's okay. It could be radical and set it up even before Shabbos. He could even do it in the Motzi Shabbos before, if the earliest. They say some very holy Jews. When did they set up the candles? Motzi Shabbos. Okay, but anyway, that's the Mechatem Bapsilos and Mechancha Ba'Neiros. Viter, Barzel. Somebody says, I'm going to give some iron to the Beis HaMikdash. Tanya, Achir Momim, Lo Yifchos, Mikalya Orev. You can't give less than Kalya Orev. What is the Kalya Orev? So that is a question amongst the Mefarshim. It's something on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. What exactly it was, we'll go with Rashi here. Rashi says Kalya Orev, Masmeros Chadin. It was sharp points on the top of the roof in order to keep the birds away from the top of the Beis HaMikdash. You don't want them sitting there and soiling the top of the Beis HaMikdash. So Kalya Orev, that's why it was the copper was used to make this. So if somebody says Barzel, at least enough to use for the Kalya Orev. The Kama, how much is that? Amar Rav Yosef, Amma al Amma. One by one. Ikad Amre, or the other way. Lo Yifchos mi Amma al Amma. Lo Maichazi, Amar Rav Yosef, Le Kalya Orev. Fine. That's Rashi. If you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos quotes from the Aruch in the first wide line. Tosfos says, it's not Shayach that you would need the Kalya Orev to keep the birds away by Bayis Rishon. The Kedusha was so awesome that, yeah, the birds were going to fly over. The Od Pirish Ba'arach, Mikdash Rishon, Sheshchina Shruya Bo, Lo HaYitzrichin Kalya Orev, Shlo HaYo'of was Parchen Olav. There were no birds over there. Avol B'Mikdash Sheni, Shlo HaYisa Kedushaso, Kedushas Rishon, Hutzrichu L'Kalya Orev. Right, only Mikdash Sheni needed it, not Mikdash Rishon. What is Tosas referring to? He's referring to like what it says in Sukkah Daf Chaf Ches. Sukkah Daf Chaf Ches, Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel. When Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel used to learn, what used to happen? Birds used to get burned up on top of Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel. Right? Used to get burned up because that was the Torah that he was learning. That's what the Gemara asked, the amazing question. Chaf Ches Aman Aleph. The Gemara talks about the 80 Talmidim of Hillel. 80 Talmidim, the great Gadol Shel Bekulan, Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel. Gadol Shel Bekulan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Gemara says, everything that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai learned, he knew everything. The smallest, the katan shebekulan. Torah, dikduki, sofrim, kan lachamur, and gzeris, shavos, malachi, shari, sichas, chul, and sichas, shedim, everything. So the Gemara says, the katan shebekulan knew all of that. So the Gemara says, so what about Rabbi Yochanan ben Uziel? He was the greatest. He was the greatest. So what can we say about him? B'shasha Yosef Osek Batara Kal Of Sheporeach Alav Miyan Nisraf. Birds that flew over Yosef Ben Uziel used to be burned up. Why was it burned up? Machlokas Rashi Tosos. They were Sukkah Chavches. The Koach of Yosef Ben Uziel, Sukkah Chavches. Right? The Koach that he had. Right? So what Rashi says? Because when he used to learn Torah, the Malachim used to come and listen. So the Malachim were on top of him. Malachim were made of fire. That's why birds used to get burned up from his discussion. So Malachim says, "Kapsin Svivov." The Shmuel Devar Torah Mipiv. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says no because when he used to learn Torah, it was like Mamre Har Sinai all over again, and there was fire at Har Sinai. She Hadvarim Smechim Kinesinasam B'Sinai. She Nitna Torah Ba'Eish. Says the Tosfos. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. The Chafetz Chaim has an amazing Ha'ara in the Shem Olam on this Gemara. But again, this is why Tosfos can't fathom that the Mikdash Rishon, you know, needed the Kali Orev. If Yonasan ben Uziel had birds burn up, so the base of Mikdash, Bayis Rishon at least. So the Chafetz Chaim writes in Shema Olam that we know that the birds used to get burned up. That was Yonasan ben Uziel. And what about his Rebbe? Imagine, what about his Rebbe? What about Hillel? You know, what would be his Rebbe? He says, "V'lo nachshov shebe Hillel this time idias haTorah ki gam lo hayarav." And what about Hillel's Rebbe? V'bivadei gadolim medol b'chpashus. Every Rebbe is greater than the Talmud, right? Uki yaduach uki b'tzara mishmaya v'aftanim rabosav v'rabosav heim ktanim neged hakodmin lohem danu knesses hagadola v'hakodmin lohem neged chagai zachariah malachi shayu neviim v'yaduach shemalachi ze Ezra sheyatamido shal baruch ben Neria u'bivadei rabo baruch ben Neria gadolim menu. Ooh, keep going. Baruch ben Neria, katan neged rabo Yirmiyo anavi. The Yirmiyo anavi. What about the Nevi'im that were kodem lo? Keep going until you get to Yonah ben Amita. Yonah got from Elisha. Elisha got from Eliyahu anavi. Eliyahu from Achiyah Shiloni. Achiyah from David HaMelech. And the smallest in this had the birds burning up over him. We can't fathom like 10 miles going up. Ubevadishu isikas haTorah b'tzura amuka ma'od ma'od v'yafal pikein. Amar Alatzmo, David HaMelech, who started this, not whole, Moshe started it, but keep going, David HaMelech, and what does David say? I want more. Gal Einai V'yabita Niflos Mitarasecha. He still needs to understand more. He still wants more. So, just the Kal V'chomer of the Katan Shebekulon, the Gadol Shebekulon, but keep going back to the other Rabban, but that's Tosfos. Tosfos says that according to the Aruch, it can't be that the Kal Ya'orev was eaten in Bayis Rishon, it must have only been needed in Bayis Sheni. Tosfos continues and quotes in the second paragraph of Moed Katan, Mashma Ken Gabi Bayis Asa Shlomo, to Achlu B'Yom HaKippurim, to Kamar V'Chulu, V'Shem HaTchila Asa Kal Ya'orev Shlo Yodea Charechein, Kishra HaKadushah So Shamtu. Hard to say, Tosfos says, that the Batei Mikdash would be different. Maybe Shlomo HaMelech made one, but he didn't know that it wasn't going to be needed. Ain't Som Kanal HaNes. So therefore he made the Kalya Orev, and then there was Shechina afterwards. So he didn't need it. The Gemara in Meseches Yuma, that we were just referring to on Amud Beis, we read Chaf Aleph and Aleph before, but Chaf Aleph and Beis talks about the difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Right, the five items that were missing between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, right, that's alluded to in the Pasuk, in Treyasar, right, that if the Ikaved, the Ikavda, it leaves out the hay, the Pasuk in Chagai, V'i kavda, but it's spelled without the last letter in the word. V'i kavda without the hey, to allude to the five things that were missing in Bayis Sheni. V'elu chamisha dvarim shayu ben mikdash rishon mikdash sheni. What were they? There's more than five on the list, so you gotta figure out which ones go with which ones. Aron kapores kruvim. Pashas, that's one. Aron kapores kruvim. Right, the kodesh kodeshim was empty during Bayis Sheni. Right, the aron was underneath, buried. Aron kapores kruvim. Eish, shchina, ruach hakodesh, urim betumim. Right, those were the ones that were missing. Right, Tosfos notes, Urim Vetumim. Urim Vetumim. What were the Urim Vetumim? So, Rashi, Ramban, right, Pashas, right, that's Shem Hashem, it's part of the Begadim. What are you, actually, Mechusri Begadim? So Tosfos says, Urim Vetumim Havu, Shem Lokin, Haya Kohen Godel, Mechusri Begadim. El Elohayu Meshivin Linish Olin Behem. They didn't work. They didn't work. They were there, but they didn't work. And that's what we pointed out. The Ksava Kabbalah in the shot of the Rambam might hold the Urim Vetumim just means the Choshen and the stones on it. Rambam never quotes that there's this Shem Hashem that's put into the folds of the Choshen, never found in the Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, or Beis HaBechira. That's a machlokas, what exactly were the Urim Vetumim. But that's the difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So it's pretty amazing that we had a Beis HaMikdash without anything in the Kodesh Kodashim. Right? What kind of Beis HaMikdash was that? Right? Chazal even say that the elders that remembered Bayis Rishon came back and everybody was celebrating by Bayis Sheni. You call this a Beis HaMikdash? There's no Aron, there's no Shechina. Right? They were very sad. It was a different type of Bria. Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Rebbe Kamenetsky in Parshas Bo discusses that there was a different purpose. There was really only one Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, Bayis Rishon and Bayis Shlishi. Bayis Sheni was needed in order to give us chizuk before we went into the long galus. Because Hashem saw that if we wouldn't have a Bayis Sheni, we would just stay after Bayis Rishon, we would just totally lose ourselves and lose our identity. We needed some chizuk in order to go into the long galus, in order, but again, it wasn't a true Beis HaMikdash in that sense. It wasn't a true Beis HaMikdash in that sense. That's why all of these items were missing. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Parshas Bo. And that's why they didn't bring the Aron back up. Well, they knew where it was. Just like we know where it was. Yeshua Melech, we know where it, we can't get it. But there was these underground cavities that they put it in. So they knew exactly where it was. Why didn't they bring it up? Because they knew that it wasn't supposed to be brought up. Why didn't they bring it up? Right? That's the context where Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about why was the Talmud Yerushalmi written in Aramaic? Right? They were in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Why is there, like, Mishnayos were in Hebrew, why was it written in Aramaic? Why did they keep the Persian months when they came back? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Why did they keep those names? Why did they give some nice Hebrew names to the months? Right? And we still keep them. Right? So, these among other questions, Rabbi Yaakov says that they dafka knew that this was not really Geula. It was, but it wasn't. Maybe it would have been if all the Jews would have come back. But, you know, Ezra Sofer was very upset about that, right? He tried to get them back, but we rejected. So, says the Emes Liyakov here in Parshas Bo, Lochein Chamal Hashem Alamo Votziam Mibavel Vechziram Bofan Zmani La'eretz Yisrael Ubanalem Ezbeis Abchira Vako Bechdei Sheyashuvu V'yitchazku V'yisodes Emuna V'yiyu Mechusanim. Right? We needed to make sure that we were protected. And we had all of our chisunim, we had all of our shots. Likras tkufas hagalas hamara. Kedei lahadgishu lahamchish la'am shadayin heim lo nigalu v'chi be'etzem adayin heim begalas. But to emphasize to the am that we were still in galus, so to speak. They didn't bring up the aron. Makar kedusha by sarishon mimakam shenignas v'shibim koma ki adayin ein hagula shlema. And they realized this, and that's why they kept the months, and that's why a couple of other nafkaminas. And then he quotes in the footnote here in the Emes Liyakov, he quotes from, the footnotes quotes from the Rabbi Yaakov Shiurim on Pirkei Avos, that he said, maybe that's also part of the reason. Again, we're trying to figure out divine actions, but why Am Yisrael were able to come back in 1948, just a couple of years after the world was ready to write us off, after a third of our people were decimated, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us come back to Eretz Yisrael and build a country. Because we needed chizuk at that point also, just like we couldn't survive, right? After the Holocaust, forget it, we were totally finished. Siviv HaKadosh Baruch Hu es hakamas ha-medina kdi lachazik es hazeyos ha-yehudit uvekayim es hakesher shebein yehudis ha-golo uveklal Yisrael. Right? We needed chizuk. We needed something so we could continue. That's what he writes, that Rabbi Yaakov wrote, mentioned a number of times, bekama hizdamnuyos, right, to understand, after the Churban HaGadol v'hayeyush ha-nechas, right, we needed some a shot in the arm, and that's what this was also. Similar to Bayis Sheni. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Hare Alai Yayin. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring wine, that was all from Kalya Orev, by the way. Kalya Orev and Tosfos. Tosfos said, by speech and by sheni. That's what we got to talk about. Hare alai yayin lo yifchos bishlosha lugin. Right? Wine, you have to bring at least three lugin to the, Beis HaMikdash, because that's the smallest amount of wine used for Nesachim. Shemen lo yifchos mi lug. Oil, lug. Rebbe Omer shlosha lugin. We'll see in the Gemara what the machlokas is. Pirashi v'enidiyam ha-pirashi yavik yom aruba. If I say, I remember I said something, but I don't remember exactly what I said, what I explicated, so you have to bring, like the yom hamruba, like the day that they bring the most, in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, we'll see in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Ezra, Achman la mechem is adin yayin. Ezra teaches me that a person could bring just wine. Right, we had this discussion at the end of the previous perek or so, right, that somebody could be misnadev yayin, and but not shemen, Rabbi Kiva said. Rabbi Tarfa said you could also give shemen. That was the machlokes on Daf Kuv Daled. V'kama shlosha lugin. You can bring as much as you want. You might think you could bring less than three lugin. Tamalomar kacha. What's the minimum oil? One or three? But my kamiflagi, amru rabban, I can't a papa, but don't mean omina, but don't mean vulgin baasar kamiflagi. Machlokas is a general limud method. If I'm learning A from B, do I have to learn everything from B, or can I learn something from B, and then say A is different than B? So that's the machlokas. Rabbanan sabri, the rabbanan who say three, don't mina, mina, you have to learn it totally. Ma mincha misadvin af sheminami misadvin. Just like you could be no dave mincha, you could be no dave oil. Umina. And once you're learning it from mincha, ma mincha belug, af shemin belug. Right? Just like mincha could be one lug. Right? You bring one lug. Right? We had a machlokas earlier. Is it one lug per isaron or one lug per the whole mincha? But either way, ma mincha belug, af shemin belug. For Rebbe Savar, don mina, vuki ba'asra. No, Rebbe says, you can learn from a source, but then, put it in its place, meaning have independence to what you learned. Ma mincha misadvin af sheminami misnadvin vuki ba'asra. But then change it, kin nisachim, and you compare it to the wine. Ma nisachim shloshes lukin af sheminami shloshes lukin. So the Gemara first suggests, the Rabbanan said in front of Rav Papa, that we think this is the machlokas. Right? Domino minava, domino vuki ba'asra. Which is interesting, because the shita of domino vuki ba'asra reflects that limudim also have svara and logic to it. Right? It's not pure limudim. Certainly limudim you get from a Rebbe, and that's it. But here, this type of halacha reflects that all limudim in the Gemara are a combination of misora from a Rebbe and using their own logic. It's a limud, but the question is, do I go the whole way, or do I compare it to another context? So this is what the Rabbanan said in front of Rav Papa. And Rav Papa argues, Amar Luhu Rav Papa, or Amar Rav Papa Labaya, I mi mincha gamar la Rebbe, if Rebbe really learns it from mincha, dukuliyama lo pligi damina mina. If Rebbe learned it from mincha, he should say one look. Right, everybody would agree, domi no mina, you learn it the whole way. Ella, but really, Rebbe has a different source. Rebbe may ezrach gamer la. He learns it from the word ezrach, right, and that teaches me that you can, bring oil also. Look at Rashi for a moment. May ezrach gamer la. What do you mean? Ezrach taught us the first halacha about wine. Ki heichi de gamrina la'el yayin hachanami gamar Rebbe ezrach melamesha mezadvet shemen. Right, he learns them both directly from that word. V'don mina kol nesachim shloshes lukin. All these liquids that are part of the nesachim, the oil and the wine, you can learn from the word ezrach. Amalei Rav Huna bereid Rav Nasan l'Rav Papa umimatzes amrin hachi. Could you really use ezrach for that? Can you say that? V'atanya karbon melamesha mezadvet shemen. He uses the word karbon, not ezrach. Different limud. V'kama shloshes lugin. And who is the author of this brisa? Man shamas le'damar shloshes lugin. Rebbe. Who's the one that says three? Rebbe. V'kama yisilami karbon. And he learns it from karbon, not from ezrach. Amar lei itanya tanya. Okay. If you say, if that's what you say, if he learns it from karbon, so then he doesn't learn it from ezrach, so then fine. And Tosva says, we go back to the original statement that the machlokas is about dam mina v'uki ba'asra. Pirashi v'ne odia ma pirashi yavi kayom aruba tana ki yomtev arishon shel chag shechal yos b'shabbos. Right, the first day of Sukkot that falls down on Shabbos, we mentioned that as the most nesachim, most karbonis tzibur brought, and that's the busiest day. Again, the busiest day in the Beis HaMikdash is probably Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, in terms of the karbonis yachid, karbon Pesachs. But this was about the karbonis tzibur. Says the Mishnah, Hare Alai Ola. Now we're branching out of the world of Menachis. We get in terms of Karbanis in general. Right? As we zone in to the last couple of Dafim, remember, the Zvachim and Menachis are really a team. It's really a team. Both Mesechtas there's a lot of parallels between the two. It's two Mesechtas which are really connected. Chulin is going to be a different world. Different world. But this, so as we, there's a lot here that in the last couple of Dafim that we'll see that relate to Karbanis in general. Hare alai ola yavi keves. Somebody says, I hereby promise to bring an ola. He has to bring a keves. Right? A lamb. Rashi. Pachos sheba olos. Right? The smallest. Again, and it's only males. Ola are only males. Reb Elazar ben Azariah omer. Otar o ben Yonah. You can even bring a bird. Even bring a bird. Ola. Pei Rashi. Minat bakar ben edim api Rashi. If he says, I remember I said something in the bakar world, but I don't know which one. Yavi par ve'egel. All right, Paran Egel, because both of those are Bakar, right? Older or younger. If I don't know, if I said Minabahema, so that's a more inclusive word, not just Bakar. So then you have to bring Yavi Parv Egel, Ail, Seir, Gedi, Tle. Right? Six animals. Next time, remember what you said. Right? Write it down. But here, you said it, so we want you to be able to be, fulfill your neder. Pirashti, v'ni adiyama pirashti. If he says, I said something, but I don't know, so he didn't limit it to bakar or to behema. Most of all, antaro ben yona. Then you have to bring the birds too. Fine. Hare alai toda vishlamim. If somebody says, hare alai toda, Rashi says, or. Right, oze, toda or shlamim. I said once, so yavi keves, because that could be for both. Right, keves could be for both the toda and the shlamim. So if you say one or the other, the keves covers. Peirashti min haba, and you have to work out all the chumras with the breads. Right, what do you do with the breads? You gotta figure that out. Peirashti min habakar v'ni yodim apirashti. But if I said something in the bakar world, yavi par upara egel ve'egla, because these could also be female. Right, and ola can only be males, but shlamim and toda could be females too. Mera behemah v'inadim apirashi yavi par upara egel ve'egla ayal v'rachela seir v'seira gedi v'gdiya tle v'tliya. So next time again, you should write it down. But if you didn't, then you knew you said something. So then you have to bring all of these just in case. Hare alai shor. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring an ox to bring a shor, yavi hu unisacha b'mana. So you have to bring an ox and its nesachim, all worth a mana, all together. That's how much it has to be worth, minimum. Where does that amount come from? Right, which is 100 dinar total. Rashi, nesachim ima b'mana, kach nisparish dino b'torah shebal peh. Rashi says, it's a mesorah. It's a mesorah. Sounds like halacha Moshe Sinai. Kach nisparish dino b'torah shebal peh. Right, that kach kavu. That's what the. Let's keep reading. Rashi's going to say it again. Egel. If somebody said they're going to bring an egel, you have a hu nisachav b'chamesh. Right, which is less 20 dinar. Ayil, you have a hu nisachav b'shtayim. Keves, you have a hu nisachav b'sela. All of these. That's what you have to bring. Shor b'mana. What if you say I hereby promise to bring an ox for a mana? Meaning, if you just said shor, you can have everything included in the mana. If you say shor b'mana, you have a b'mana chus minisachav. Then you have to bring the animal for the mana. Egal b'chamesh, yavi b'chamesh, chutz min esachav. Ayal b'shtayim, yavi b'shtayim, chutz min esachav. Right? You can't count the esachav within. Keves b'sela, yavi b'sela, chutz min esachav. Good. Stop there for a moment. So again, Rashi says what we just read, and Rashi says it also in the next Rashi. Right? Where he says, Hare alei shor b'mana, you have to bring mana chutz, shari kach kavu. Because this is the misora. Right? This is the misora. If you look in the Rambam, the Lechem Mishnah points out that the Rambam seems to argue with Rashi. Right? Because the Rambam quotes, was Rama in Tezayin, the Rambam says, in Tezayin Dalid, the Rambam says, Mishanadar Shar O Ayil O Keves O Egel V'chayotzi Bohem, Lo Yavi Kachush B'yoser Sheba Oso Hamin, Mipnesha Dama Mu'atin. Right, he shouldn't bring the weakest. Ve'eno Chayav L'Havi Ayafash, Hashamein B'yoser, She'ein Sham L'Malei Mimenu. What do you have to bring? So we learn the Rambam in Yisurim Mizbeach, a number of times already over the past couple of weeks, where the Rambam says, try to bring the best in all Avodas Hashem. Try to bring the best. But what do you have to bring? If somebody says, I promise to bring an ox, a shara, ayal keves, don't bring the worst, don't bring the best. Ela yavi beinoni. Bring average. V'im hevi akachush yatsi de nidro. That's the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah sounds like, argues with Rashi. Meaning, if it was Misora, that you have to bring this amount, so the Rambam doesn't quote that. Doesn't quote mana. Doesn't quote. Says the Lechem Mishnah, Midivri Rabbeinu Nira, De Mefarish Shiure De Masnisan, Menachas Kuvzayin, Dahavi Damim Abeinoniim La'oso Makom, De Lo Kibirish Rashi, Sheba Kabbalah Hukain, Ukamosha Kasav Kach Dino Batar Shabal Peh. Rav Kasha Dirai goes a question from a Gemara Maseches Krisus, but he assumes that the Rambam has a different understanding of these Shirim than Rashi. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Shor b'mana v'hevi shnayim b'mana. I hereby promise to bring an ox for a mana, and you bring two, each for half a mana. So lo yasi, not yotze, because you didn't bring an animal, it's worth a mana. V'afilu zeb mana chaser dinar, v'zeb mana chaser dinar. Even if each one is worth just less than a dinar. So altogether you brought less than a mana. So altogether you brought a lot more. Doesn't matter. You have to bring one worth a mana. Shachar v'hevi lavan, lavan v'hevi shachar. Gadol v'hevi katan, lo yatsa. All these cases, you didn't bring what you wanted. Katan, v'hevi gadol, yatza, Rabbi Yomer lo yatza. But if it's, you said you're going to bring a katan, you brought a gadol, that's a machlokas. Whether Tanakama says you're yotze, Rabbi says you are not yotze. Good. V'lo pligi, so the Gemara now says, v'lo pligi, we say in the, whether you have to include birds or not in the machlokas, whether you say hare alai, pirashti, maybe about pirashti, really there's no machlokas. The Gemara says, markiasre, whether in the different places, which was worth more. Rashi says, ba'asri, the Tanakama, garia keves me'of, ba'asri, belezer, garia op me'keves, which was worth more or less, so you have to just bring the, minimum. Tan rabbanan, Harealai Ola Besela La Mizbeach. I promise to bring an Ola for a Sela Mizbeach. Yavi Keves. Shein L'chadavar Shekar Besela La Gami Mizbeach La Keves Shekar Besela. Because that's what we assume that you meant. Pirashi V'nidei Ma Pirashti. Yavi Mikal Davar Shekar Besela La Gami Mizbeach. But if you say, I said something, you have to bring all the possibilities. Pirashi V'nidei Bakar V'nidei Ma Pirashti. Yavi Par V'Egel. V'yamai. Why Par and an Egel? Right? Par is older. V'lei Amai Leisi Par Mimanevshach. Just bring the par. The par includes egel, right? So Hamani Rebbe, Damar Kadam, Evi Gadda Lo Yatza. It must be that first line, that earlier line of the Mishnah is like reflecting Rebbe Shita. That you can't bring bigger, so you have to bring both. So E Rebbe, but 1 second. But Rebbe's quoted in the last line of the Mishnah. Ema Seifa, Shar Bimana Vevi Shnayim, Bimana Lo Yatza. Vafilo Zebimana Chazer Dinar, Zebimana Chazer Dinar, Shachar Evi Lavan Lavan Vevi Shachar, Gadda Vevi Kadam Lo Yatza, Kadam Evi Gadda Lo Yatza, Rebbe Yomer Lo Yatza. So you're telling me that Rebbe is the first and the last line. Reish of a Sefer Rebbe and Mitzias Rabbanan? So the Gemara says yes, in Reish of a Sefer Rebbe and Mitzias Rabbanan. Yes, that's true. V'hachi kamar, davar zeh machlokas, Rebbe v'Rabbanan. This is included, this is the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Again, a lot of issues of Nidarim and Arachin, what you had in mind. We have to figure out what you had in mind. Right? There is a tragic story about a mistake that was made. The question is, what exactly was the mistake? The last Ramban in Sefer Vayikra discusses the story of Yiftach, right? The tragic story of Yiftach, where he says, one of the Shoftim, I'm going to go out, and if Hashem, if you help me out here, so then I make a neder, that whatever comes out of my house first, I'm going to give as a karban. And he comes back, and as we know, his daughter was the first thing that came out. So Pasha says he didn't have this in mind, right? What does our Gemara say? You have specific things in mind. So, you didn't have this in mind. And they talk about who didn't go to who in terms of being matter the neder, but either way, v'zayita ta'uso shel yiftach bebito, says the Ramban, ki chashav kasher chirem nagid Yisrael chal v'kayim l'hamis anashim, and it's included in people, v'lo yadak ki chirem ha'melech v'zanedrin chal al-mardim l'chalosam, aval achula neder lasos ola midover she'en roi l'ashem chas v'chalila, chas v'chalila, and then he quotes the machlokas Rishonim, whether he actually killed his daughter, or whether the daughter just went off into the forest and they went to visit her every year. But that's a machlokas we shown in machlokas him and the Ibn Ezra. He says, V'altia nifte, don't be seduced and tricked, behevle Rabbi Avraham. It's not happy with what the Ibn Ezra says here. With what the Ibn Ezra says, ha'omer ki pirish ve'aliteo lo'ola, over the tiyu lo'marsh im tiyah yotze midalse besi isha isha ha'yalab shem kodesh, she parish midarki ha'olam la'amor l'shoriz b'shem ha'shem betfila, that she was just off, v'yadava roi likarev aleinu ola. She went into the forest. Says the Ramban. I don't think that's true. Right, it's not that. So he quotes, I think it was a mistake, and he actually killed her. But again, that's all a mistake. These Gemaras, we're talking about all the cases of Nedarim. You have to include animals. You have to include things that are royal to be an Ola, but not Rachman al-Islan, anything more than that. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we will be getting into the last three blot coming up of Meseches Menachos.